Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Browns are part of the biggest stories of the NFL draft, trading down in the first round, drafting Shedeur Sanders in the fifth. So don't miss Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin's latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where they discuss all the latest talk around what the Browns did in the draft and the quarterback competition ahead. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland now at 923thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Jake Vollmick with you guys on The Fan. A lot to get to, but let's talk a little Browns. Let's get to what on earth is happening after the draft, and let's do it by going out to our Browns beat reporter, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's Daryl Ryder, and he joins us now. Daryl, are you as excited as I am to be done talking about who do the Browns draft? What do they do it to?
Thrilled, but welcome to the Shedeur Sanders circus.
Yeah, we now have that to look forward to. That is definitely something now on the radar. So, Daryl, why don't we just start there, because I think that's by far the most pressing thing that people are looking at. What did you make of the idea to trade away the fifth and the sixth, straight up in the fifth, go get Shedeur? What do you see as the sort of thought process behind the move for the Browns?
Nothing to lose, everything to gain. I had no issue with it. Anytime you dump those day three picks, I'm a big fan. Standing ovation to Andrew Berry. Great job. He dumped five picks from the sixth and seventh rounds. Bravo. GM of the year stuff right there. And you know what? Who cares if Jimmy Haslam told Andrew Berry to do it or not? I'm not saying that he did, but who cares? You know, it's not like it was the number two overall pick. Shedeur already posting videos on his social media of him doing stuff here in Cleveland, hitting weight rooms and running up hills or whatnot. So, he's got an opportunity to come in and prove all the doubters wrong.
Yeah, to go from 4 6-round picks entering the draft down to zero, I was very happy. I did not want to see 4 6-round selections made. So I'm right there with you. But you bring up the Jimmy Haslam thing, Daryl, so I have to ask. What level of truth, I know that you obviously weren't in the war room with them making picks, but what level of truth do we think that actually exists there? Is Jimmy Haslam sort of making his imprint on a Browns draft that late and having a say in who goes?
Well, what I think versus what I was told are two different things. Do I think Jimmy Haslam had influence on the pick? 100%. But I was told that didn't happen, so I kind of have to go with tangible information I was given. So, but I mean, it's not the craziest thing in the world. And you look at the Browns social media, they're pumping out Shedeur content as quickly as possible. The jersey sales right now are off the chain. I think he's the number three most popular jersey in the NFL at this moment. Not bad for a fifth round pick, number 144 overall. So, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. He's the seventh member of a seven-man draft class. There are no guarantees, right? He's got to come in and prove himself. So I'm not really caught up in the whatever influence Jimmy Haslam may or may not have had in that draft room as far as them, getting rid of a couple of picks you weren't probably going to do much with anyway to move up and take advantage of an opportunity there. Hey, oh, by the way, if this thing works out, Andrew Berry becomes a genius, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the highest level of I drafted a first-round quarterback in the fifth round, basically, type of thing, where you'd be getting paired to the likes of the 49ers and everybody over there. Oh, they got Brock Purdy in the seventh. Yeah, I guess, maybe a little different scenario.
Well, Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round. He won, you know, a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah, not too bad of a...
Again, I am not saying that Shedeur Sanders is going to be Tom Brady. I'm just saying, though, stranger things have happened in the National Football League.
Darryl, the thing that's been, I think, probably the main topic of conversation since the draft is obviously you go out, you get two guys, and that wasn't something that was beyond the realm of possibility. That had been a conversation in our offseason talks. But now that you have the two, and really the two guys that you did draft, it feels like it'd be hard to move on from one of them. Is there an odd man out very clearly in a now four-man quarterback room heading into camp?
Clearly, no. But is there? Probably. I have it going, Flacco, Pickett, Sanders on the team and Dylan Gabriel on the practice squad. I don't think anyone's going to rush to the waiver wire to claim Dylan Gabriel. But if you put Shedeur Sanders on the waiver wire, I think there might be a little competition there. So I think that, it's going to be an interesting couple of months till we get to training camp here, and then to see how Kevin Stefanski ultimately divides these reps amongst the four guys to give them all a shot to win this job.
If you're divvying up the reps four ways, how much of a cluster does that create for your quarterback room and actually getting all three of these guys being able to be comfortable in an offense, maybe outside of Joe, who already has some experience in it?
Well, I just don't know how you can prepare for a season effectively. Two-man quarterback competitions are challenging enough, but you're going to do a four-man? Now, I don't know, maybe there's a chance we get to training camp and it's not a four-man. What if they whittle themselves down before, once a veteran minicamp concludes and the OTAs conclude there in early to mid-June, right? I don't know. Have no idea how this is going to work. I asked Kevin Stefanski draft weekend how on earth this is going to work because we went from a two-man competition then to a three-man competition. Now it's a four-man competition. And all of a sudden, the pie for reps gets, the slices in it get cut thinner and thinner. It's going to be fascinating to see what Kevin Stefanski does to give all these guys a legitimate crack at that job.
Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darryl, if you had to pick right now, heading into week one, who the starter would be, is there somebody that pops out to you as the obvious answer?
No. Not really. I mean, I'm just going with Joe Flacco just to go with Joe Flacco, but there's no guarantee there. Kenny Pickett, not sure what to really expect from him. Not really expecting a whole lot. I can't see them going with one of these kids right out of the gate, but I can see them switching to one of these kids in the middle of the season, right? When they're 1-6 or 2-7 or whatever, right? Nothing else to lose. Let's get the kid on the field, see what they're made of, whatever. But my honest preference would be to redshirt these rookies. I'm in no hurry for them to see the field this fall. That's subject to change here. I can change my opinion, but like right now, as I think about it, I'm really not in a hurry to see either one of those guys on a football field this fall.
Do you think drafting the two quarterbacks stop you from taking one in 2026 with one of them being Shedeur? No?
Nope. Not at all.
Darryl, as we take a look more holistically at the draft, Did it indicate to you at all, watching the way that they went about it from rounds 1 through 5, a sort of a lack of aggression and compete immediately? Because it kind of signaled that to me, especially with your first two picks being on the defensive side.
Well, Andrew Berry told you what he thought of this roster. They got a lot of holes. They're not competitive. Nick Chubb ain't going to be here, probably. He needs more. He needs more bullets in the gun next April. That's what he told you. Because if they really thought they could compete, they would have just went ahead and drafted Travis Hunter. So, look, I love the Mason Graham pick. Don't get me wrong. In fact, I'll argue this. I feel like him next to Myles Garrett's more valuable up front than getting a bookend defensive end. Because I think you put him next to Miles, you can overload a line. So I think that can do more damage that way. So Andrew Berry told you what he was thinking and how he feels about this roster without having to tell you.
You mentioned the Travis Hunter pick, Daryl. Is that one that, and I'm in the same boat as you, I like Mason Graham a lot. I think he brings a lot to the table. And I like the haul that you got for the number two pick as well. You're not going to argue with the three picks down, another first, and an early second in this year. But is this the type of move you think you look at, and 5 years from now, it's the one that a regime looks at and think, wow, we really got that wrong and missed out on the generational player?
It depends what Travis ultimately does in Jacksonville. And let's be honest about it. It's not like the Jaguars or the Kansas City Chiefs here, okay?
Definitely not wrong. Trevor Lawrence hasn't looked all that great with all the talent he was supposed to have.
Right. So, little perspective on that. Doesn't exactly have Matt Ryan down there like Julio Jones had, right? If Travis Hunter goes on to be a Hall of Fame player and, you know, Mason Graham is an average defensive tackle, again, we're speaking hypotheticals here, right? And the Jaguars are able to be a competitive franchise, and the Browns continue being, well, the Browns. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to be looking back on that and saying, boy, did they blow it again, right? But while you can draw comparisons to the Browns trading out, giving up Julio Jones, I don't know necessarily that's fair. One, the Browns stayed in the top five of the draft. It's not like they made multiple trades down the draft board and ended up with Phil Taylor. And look, Phil Taylor was pretty good when he was here. He was a solid player. I think that there's a lot of things that have to happen here before I think Browns fans will feel the way about this trade the way they do about the Julio Jones trade down.
Yeah, I don't know. It rubs me in a way of, like, even if they both turn out to be really good players, like if Mason Graham's a top-level D-tackle, if Travis Hunter pans out as all as a two-way player, it just feels like, to me, something you look back on and go, the guy that plays two positions, being the only one in the NFL, might have been a guy that we wanted, especially banking on Andrew Berry to make picks again next year.
Yeah, well, I think Berry's going to make picks next year. So, unless he and Kevin Stefanski have a massive falling out in the next 8 months or so, I think Berry's making the picks next year. I think Kevin Stefanski is back in 2026. People forget the reason the Haslams make changes have more to do with what's going on behind the scenes than what people are watching on Sundays. Now, what people are watching on Sundays certainly informs the decision, don't get me wrong, but a lot of it has to do with what's going on behind the scenes. And many a time they made changes, it's been pretty ugly behind the scenes. So that is not the case with Stefanski and Berry. They work very well together. They're adults in the room. They don't make emotional decisions. They both represent the organization in a very first-class way. You don't have hit pieces from the national NFL insiders put out there every year, even last year. What the catastrophe that 3-14 season was, and believe me, it was an utter catastrophe. There were no hit pieces, about dysfunction and infighting and finger pointing and things like that. So as long as the professionalism, and I have no reason to believe that it won't, But as long as the professionalism remains in the building, I have no reason to believe that Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski will be fired after the upcoming season, regardless of the results.
Again, Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter, with us on the hotline. Daryl, you mentioned a little bit, we'd like to talk about the Browns' first-round pick, at least a little, and maybe in a positive light. You mentioned the kind of impact it can have with Miles and him next to each other. What do you think it does for the defense holistically compared to how they looked in 2024? What does adding Mason Graham in the early onset of things, you think, look like as a difference maker?
I think it is going to help Miles tremendously by putting him next to him because, look, I think Mason Graham was the best defensive tackle available in the draft. I would argue he was the best defensive lineman available in this draft, and Andrew Berry was able to get him. So I like Mason Graham a lot, even though he came from the school up north. I like him a lot. You go back and you watch those games against Ohio State and Michigan, and he's just all over the tape, okay? So I think he adds a tremendous value to both Garrett and that front seven of the Browns, and I think Jim Schwartz is going to have a field day with him.
Is the defense that they had in 2023, obviously they were playing at an absurd level, but getting anywhere back to close to that considered realistic, or is that sort of a one-off you think never going to happen again?
Yeah, you never say never, but I mean, look, I mean, there was going to be some regression last year. It's hard to go from one and stay one, right? But look, I do expect that there's going to be areas where they're going to bounce back and be improved. So do I think that they're going to end up with the number one defense for the second time in 3 years? Probably not. I don't know that that's realistic, but do I expect them to be a top 10 defense this upcoming season, which is, you know, that if you've got a top 10 defense, you got a shot every week. That I don't feel like is out of the realm of possibility.
Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this one. We see a couple of moves being made at wide receiver post-draft and one where they didn't get one. Is Deontay Johnson and potentially Elijah Moore coming back enough to keep the passing game actually afloat with God knows who throwing them the ball?
I don't even know if Deontay Johnson's making this team.
That's a fair point.
Okay. The Elijah Moore unusual tender there, very interesting. I don't think that it solves any problems. I think if it did, I think Berry just would have just outright re-signed Elijah. Yeah, I really don't know what to make of this receiving core right now, other than I don't have a whole lot of expectations for it.
Yeah, it's about where I'm at, too. Basically, bank it on, hey, Deontay, you want to look how you did in Carolina before they up and got you out of there? That's about my expectations.
Well, I mean, look, he's got to come here with the right attitude.
Right.
And he doesn't exactly have the best reputation. Once again, Andrew Berry bringing guys into the building with not the best reputations, and this is not exactly a culture here that tends to do well with big or malcontent style personality.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I don't know what he's thinking, but all right.
We'll continue to not know that answer, Daryl. I appreciate you setting aside the time, as always. And here's to sitting and waiting for the non-existent drizzle to stop so we can play baseball.
Actually, breaking news, it just drizzled at the house again. I got a little heavier drizzle than the first time around. Lasted a little longer. Might have lasted 60 seconds instead of the 30. I could tell you the windows on the west-facing wall, little wet. Driveway, got a little moisture on it. But, they probably could have played some baseball through this.
Yeah, we'd only be about 7 innings in, so good thing. All right, Daryl.
So glad I'm not covering that game tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate you.
You bet.
Again, our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Let's react to what Daryl had to say as well. I mean, very blankly, who should be the Browns starting quarterback? Multiple different answers across the media today. We'll get to those as well. 216-474-0092. Just got done talking to Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter there. And it feels like Daryl's on a lot of the same page as we are over here on Overtime with Jake Volnick, which is, your guess is as good as mine when it comes to the quarterback. Because we're all sitting around and waiting. Like, yeah, Joe Flacco feels like the clear option. But even for Daryl, it's just like, yeah, nobody's got a real clue. There's going to be 4 quarterback reps split up in a way where you sit around and look and try to figure out what's going on. What is actually happening? How do we get there? And a reality of trying to navigate 4 quarterbacks in any room doesn't feel like fun, especially when you tell them all they're competing for the starting job. Would be a lot easier if you just basically broke it down to, hey, 2 of you got a chance at starting. The other 2 are 2 rookies. You guys just go in there, compete, do your best, get acclimated to the system, and let's move on. But no, sounds like you're going to have all 4 jockeying for a position, potentially at a starting quarterback role. And that seems like it's going to be a mess. But I wanted to ask you guys at 216-474-0092, who should be the starting quarterback for the Browns come week 1? Because we heard earlier sort of the idea of Mary Kay laid it out in the station buzz where she was like, if I had to pick right now, it'd be Kenny Pickett. Just because Kenny was the guy they went out, basically acquired before they did anything else. Their first move of the offseason was give us Kenny Pickett, give us a quarterback in the room. And then Joe was a little bit of a later thought. Somebody that you called on later on as somebody to really fill in the shoes and do what they have to do. But right now, I don't know how you turn to Kenny and line him up as the starter and think everything's going to be dandy. Now, hey, there's obviously scenarios dating back to last year where this worked out, where you look at a guy like Sam Darnold, who didn't have a ton of success in his career, and then ultimately just flipped it completely on its head and turned it into a starting job where you make the playoffs and things just went smoothly.
and you really didn't have to worry about what he was doing and the kind of stats that he put up, because he was operating in a system with Kevin O'Connell where he just sort of filled into his role and played it well. Right, 35 touchdowns, 12 picks was pretty significant, especially when you go back and look. Darnold had played a slightly better career by definition, like on the touchdown interception ratio. He was 7 over 500. Kenny's sitting there at 1 right now. But it's not like it's anything insane. Really, the first few years of his career were very comparable to what Kenny had put up. And then it was a turnaround. I just, again, Darnold's a guy who I look at too, though, and probably put, like, is he going to do anything in Seattle? Do I put him in any sort of category as an elite starting quarterback right now? No. At best, he's basically Geno Smith. They traded Geno Smith, in my eyes, for another version of Geno Smith, a quarterback that you can rely on to start to get something done, but not a quarterback that is a long-term solution for you at the position. They're swapping out mediocrity for mediocrity. Guys who shouldn't be making a ton of mistakes for a guy who shouldn't be making a ton of mistakes. And while that can work in a Stefanski offense, and that's really to some degree where he thrives, I'm just not looking to find the patchwork fix. The sort of, we'll see what we have kind of fix, where if he plays well, he plays well, and if not, well, you moved on from it. It was 1 year. The overall goal is give me a long-term starter. Give me somebody with a real chance to take over as the franchise quarterback. And I think with what you've seen out of Kenny, playing in a Mike Tomlin offense, it wasn't ideal. I'm not saying that offense has been great, and under Tomlin, it's been entirely strong. But it's a team that knows how to win football games. I just don't think Kenny's a guy that I turn to and say, yeah, if he starts all year, there's a possibility you go back and you turn to him for a second season too. You drafted two quarterbacks for a reason. Joe makes more sense to me as a guy that you leave in there for a while, and if things go south, well, things go south and you turn to the rookie and you see what at least one of them has to offer. And so I think that the right move ultimately is go in there, give Joe the job, let him start things off, give Cleveland fans their happiness, because that's who everybody probably wants to see start at this rate, or just about everybody, when it comes to week one. Just give the fan base what they want to see at the end of the day. And if it doesn't work out, I don't think you've indicated that you want it to work out all that much anyway, in that you're dying to have 2025 be a crazy successful year. It's more of a build on what we did last year and really gear up for 2026. Again, 216-474-0092. Who should be the Browns starter at quarterback? Let's go out to the phones. Lowell, you're up first. What's going on, Lowell?
Hey, good show. I love your show.
I appreciate it, man.
A few points here. They didn't bring Flacco back because they didn't want competition with Deshaun. And I understand that he was a terrible move.
Right.
And then they got Pickett, which is fine, reclamation project. And the other kids, well, Short is a good quarterback. And then Deshaun. I mean, Deshaun shouldn't even be on the sidelines. They should just pay him to stay away from the game. Because you got guys on the sidelines. He's making $50 million, doesn't have to do a thing. He's never going back on the field again. But then you got the Shador thing, which is just, for the Browns, is a nightmare because they don't handle that whole thing very well. So what I would do if it was me, I'd say, Joe, it's your job. We're going to try kicking in there, here and there. You shout out, Shador, you ain't playing for a while. And neither is you. I can't run through. When the game's handled, we'll toss you guys in there. We'll see how you do. Because that's just the way. You can't have competition because the press is going to be on everybody. Oh, play short. No. Let Joe have a job. Let Pickett go and help him out. And then let's see where the other kids are. That's my opinion.
All right, Lowell, I appreciate the call. Done, man. I would like to think that at least at some point this year, I think you have to start to get an answer on the rookie quarterbacks, unless things are obviously going well. If you're in a playoff position, then, yeah, hand it over to Joe or Kenny, whatever quarterback you're on at that point. Just leave it with them. But I think ultimately, as I look at the spot and try to determine, hey, who should the starting quarterback be, I'm with you. I think it should be Joe. Not only because I think Joe's the better quarterback, but because of what I've been saying all along, you start anybody outside of Joe, except maybe Shador, which again, you draft a guy in the fifth round. I don't think you're starting in week one. But anybody maybe outside of Shador, the fan base is going to be pounding the table to see Joe Flacco, especially when that quarterback's Kenny Pickett. I think there's a lack of confidence from Browns fans on what Pickett can do and what he was. You saw him in Pittsburgh for two full years, and it didn't go pretty. You were not afraid of Kenny Pickett and what he brought to an offense. And you're trying to score points. Is Joe going to put you in a position to win 10 games? Probably not. But is Joe going to put you in a position to have a little bit more of a just a fighter's chance? Right? Just have a little bit more of an opportunity to have an offense that actually can go out and score more than 15 points? Yeah, I would probably say so. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go back out of the phones. Luke's in Mayfield. What's going on, Luke?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What do you got?
Good, good. Look, I'm thinking we got to invest in the O-line, right? I think it's Flacco all day. There's no debate. He's the vet. He's proven himself. He's had success in the past. And I think we just got to protect him. There's nothing wrong with having an old guy, you know, a pocket passer back there. But by God, invest in the O-line. You know, I mean, to have a successful season, he's going to hit these guys, these young receivers. I mean, yeah, we got some vet receivers too, but let the team get acclimated with a veteran. I mean, he's going to take care of us this season. I don't think there's any debate. And, you know, when he goes down, whatever, you know, he's old, he might get hit. You try one of the rookies, whoever's performing better. You know, I don't think there's any question of, you know, this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Round that round, the other thing. I mean, I think if you start Flacco, you see which rookies are shining, and you protect this dude with the O-line.
Yeah, and Luke, we're up against it. I'll let you go, but I appreciate the call. I think that as you look at the offensive line, a lot of people have a ton of concerns for it. I'm honestly not one of those people. I think that you walk in, you hope DeJuan Jones is healthy. If not, you went and you got two guys who can play tackle to sort of help him out, and Tevin Jenkins and Cornelius Lucas. Those are two guys who can at least swing over to tackle and give you acceptable play there. It's not going to be great, You still need to find a left tackle of the future if it's not going to be DeJuan. I feel like they're at least semi-confident in what they've brought in. And I agree that you go to Joe, but if one quarterback has to go, like we talked about yesterday, it feels like it kind of has to be Kenny. At least in my eyes. I know you went out and traded for him. You're pretty much trying to swing him for a fifth-round pick at this point. Hopefully he plays well in a preseason game. You get somebody excited and go get him as a backup for them too. All right. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. Who should be the starter for the Browns in week one? 216-474-0092. You guys can also chime in on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake. We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime on The Fan. It was not ideal to have Joe back for me because he's a 40-year-old who had 5 games played here, 3 of which the Browns had won, and then the additional playoff game, and we just don't need to talk about that. But I think that you have an opportunity to have another sort of flash where he goes on a little bit of a good run to start the year, leaves you in a decent spot, and then ultimately, yes, the wheels are going to fall off. He's going to play a bad couple of games, and you can sit Joe down and then turn to whatever is next. And by that time, the fans had seen Joe. You know what he brought, and you knew that the wheels fell off, and that was that. I just think it's a little bit of an odd situation. You're going to go Kenny and start things off there and move off of Joe with as excited as fans were to have him on the roster. It just does not make a ton of sense to me. But I want to get your guys' thoughts on it. So 216-474-0092, let's go out to the phones. Wayne is in Streetsboro. What's going on, Wayne?
Yeah. Isn't it amazing since 99 you've come, this team has like got to this point where they've got 4 quarterbacks on the roster and you don't know who to start? You know, look, they're not going to go to the playoffs this year by any stretch of the imagination. Why don't you play one of the young guys, Gabriel or Shador? Like, you might be able to parlay that into something in future draft picks in the future. I don't see, you accomplish nothing by starting Flacco.
I don't think you necessarily are even looking for the idea that you're accomplishing, just like winning games, because I'm with you. I mean, there's an outside chance you make a playoff game if things fall your way, but I'm more in the boat that you're thinking where, hey, next year you're looking at a much less of a shot to get it. But I think the fear of starting one of these guys is if Shador's falling all the way to the fifth round and you draft Dylan Gabriel at 94, the quarterbacks that we've seen make early starts like that and basically come straight out of the draft to almost immediately starting are guys like Malik Willis, Desmond Ridder, and even then I think they had a buffer. Those weren't very good NFL quarterbacks, and it's just a small sample size. There's obviously third-round quarterbacks that have worked out, but I think the fear is you throw them in there and they're just not ready.
Okay. Jake, I got a question real quick, and yep, maybe you can help me answer it. How come the Browns didn't copy the Bengals' blueprint and draft Travis Hunter at 2 and come back around and draft Shador in the second or third round? Then you have that combo and chemistry left over from college like the Bengals do with Burrow and Chase.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, Wayne. I appreciate the call. I think a lot of what they do with Andrew Berry and the way that we know he loves sort of how the Eagles have built things coming over from Philadelphia, I don't necessarily think they view it the same way, and I don't think they view Kevin Stefanski's offense in that same way either. I think they look at things as everything starts from the defensive side of the ball, and as long as we bolster the defense, the offense won't have to do quite as much. And we don't need the star power wide receiver. Now, I agree with you. I think that would have been an absolute home run. I would have loved Travis Hunter, would have loved Shador Sanders to pair with him, and you would have had the connection and already established don't have to figure out what's going to happen next type of connection. I just think that Andrew Berry values so much more sort of what the Eagles have done compared to what a team like the Bengals have done. And even a Bengals blueprint, they still missed the playoffs last year too. Ended the season on a high note, winning 5 games straight. But they also missed the playoffs because they had no defense. It's the opposite line of thinking. The Browns are basically all defense, let that turn you into offense. The Bengals are all offense, let turn you into defense. And I think the Browns actually have to find the middle ground. I think that's what they should be looking for. What the Eagles have actually found, which is converting your draft picks into highly effective players or going out and making effective trades on the offense while bolstering your defense year after year. But, again, back on the quarterback situation, I just don't think you can start the rook. either one of them. I think the fear is drafting a kid that late and expecting him to be caught up to speed and ready to go week one, especially through a quarterback battle where he's not getting a ton of reps throughout the preseason. I think that's a recipe for disaster, in all honesty. Let's keep the calls going, though. Let's go to Matt's in North Carolina. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call. I just feel like, you know, they're drafting like 900 quarterbacks, you know, over a few years. Can we just pull the trigger and commit, or tank and just get like a phenom? It just seems like every single day, like year, day, second, we're drafting what? How many quarterbacks do we have now? Four. We got Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh, who hasn't really proven anything, really. I mean,
right.
And now we got Sanders, who, you know, nobody else wanted him, obviously, for obvious reasons. I don't care how talented he is. He comes with a lot of baggage. Pittsburgh wasn't going to take him because of that. So my opinion is ride with Flacco this year, maybe test the waters with Sanders, and get someone in there that's going to be like a legit franchise quarterback. The only reason they took Sanders, I think, is because they're going to be able to trade him if he does, you know, fairly decent for Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% think that's on the table. I don't know if that's their only line of thinking. Matt, I appreciate the call. I just think as you go and you look at it, like, the phenom just wasn't there this year. Now, do I think drafting two quarterbacks makes it a lot more difficult to draft a quarterback next year? Yeah, I think it does. I don't necessarily think it stops you, but I do think it makes it a little bit more difficult. But I just don't think the phenom was there. Like, all of these other guys that end up getting drafted, like, you saw the Giants trade back into the first round to get Jaxson Dart. I liked the tape on Jaxson Dart. I by no means thought he was, like, a can't-miss phenom. And I honestly don't think the Giants thought that either. There's a reason they brought in Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. I don't think they were completely sold on Jaxson Dart being a can't-miss pick, because if he was, he would have drafted him at three. I think the one guy that was anywhere close to that was Cam Ward, and there was no moving Tennessee away from drafting him with the number one pick. He's the only one that emulated anything close to that. But I think that's why you see them sort of take a stab. Good value on Shador and a guy they really like in Dylan Gabriel. Let's slide one more call in here. Rob is in Cleveland. You got like 45 seconds, Rob. What's going on, man?
Hey, Jake. Thanks, man. I love the tenor of what you're talking about, and I'll get right to it. I think they should absolutely start Flacco, and if for whatever reason he flakes out during training camp or doesn't do what we think, then start Pickett. But you know what? The Browns didn't draft a quarterback in the third and the fifth round to start them because they need to develop, and they drafted two stud running backs, and you need to put them in an offense with a veteran to see what they can do because they're evaluating them for the future as high draft investments. We need to see what Cedric Tillman can do. We need to know after this season, is he going to be a number one or two receiver, or do we need to go out there and get someone else? And if you're test driving Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders, you're probably not going to get a chance to see if these picks develop and if they're part of the future. I can't wait to watch. I mean, I went to Bowling Green. I can't wait to watch Harold Fannin Jr. with a veteran quarterback in a system with Njoku. And all that gets better with one to two veterans than it does with taking a third or fifth round pick and kind of rolling the dice. They have the draft capital with two first round picks to go and get a stud quarterback next year. So ride with the veteran and see what you have with the rest of your roster and let that develop the right way instead of riding a rookie and rolling the dice and continuing this spiral that we've dealt with for most of the last decade.
Yeah, and Rob, we're up against it. I gotta let you go, but I appreciate the call. But I'm on the same page as you. Like, hey, you do sort of have to figure out what you have in the run game before you can do just about anything. They want to run the football. They proved that with the draft. If you don't have a quarterback that can throw the ball worth a damn, you're not going to have an offense, period. And you're definitely not going to have a run game. It's just not going to be pretty. All right. Let's leave that there. When we come on back, I want to push Get a Grip back to 920. Because the Cavs officially have their opponent set for the next round of the playoffs. The Indiana Pacers, in dramatic fashion, take down the Bucks 119-118 in an overtime game. Let's talk about what a Cavs-Pacers series looks like. I believe game one at this rate coming up on Saturday. 216-474-0092. We'll talk about the next matchup for the Cavs coming up here in five. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.